نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد ورفعنا لك ذكرك صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما My noble brothers, sisters and elders and ulama kiram, tonight the program will revolve around the greatness of our Prophet. There is no orator in the history of humanity that can come up with words that can truly represent the greatness of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People have tried relentlessly, but at the end they have come to this conclusion that I have not justified the greatness of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many authors, musannifun, they have published books, many volumes, but at the end they have acknowledged that this does not justify. So there will be a few aspects of the life of the Prophet of Allah that I would like to elaborate upon in the short time that we have. The verse that I recited is the principal verse of our talk. I do not want this to just be a talk and the majlis disperses and you go home and you say it was a good talk, but we don't take nothing back. So it is going to be an education lesson as well. So I want you to soak in everything that is said. Once Imam Shafi rahimahumullah traveled 16 days to make it to Madinatul Munawwara from Makkah. And we have heard many a times in the 16 days he completed 16 Qurans. And when he made it into Madinatul Munawwara, he came for one purpose, to meet the great scholar Imam Malik rahimahumullah. Imam Malik was given a dars, and there were thousands of people. They were listening to what Imam Malik was saying. The fond students, the serious students, they were writing down the ahadith that Imam Malik was relating. Imam Shafi was a very serious student. He took deen very seriously. But he had no qalam, no paper, no pen and paper. But he wanted to resemble the students, the talamis that were writing. Somebody that is new, when he comes into a majlis, everyone knows that this is a new person. So Imam Malik sat there, everyone recognized that he's not from Madinatul Munawwara. He's an outsider. So he caught the eye of Imam Malik as well. He sat down and he placed his finger in his mouth. And he used his finger, his index finger, as a qalam, and his saliva as ink, and his palm as a paper, and he started to write on his palm. When the majlis dispersed, Imam Malik summoned Imam Shafi rahimahumullah, and he said to him, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm Shafi. Where have you come from?" "I've come from Makkah." "What were you doing?" "I was writing on my palm." "Show me your palm." There was nothing on the palm. Kati mazakar. This is deception. This is deception. So Imam Shafi says, "Ya Ustad, it is not deception. In reality, I don't have a qalam and a paper, a waraq or and a qalam. I don't have a paper and a pen. And I want to resemble the students. So my index finger was the qalam and the palm was the paper. And I was writing on it. I was writing on my palm. This is what you could see. But in reality, I was writing on my heart. Everything that you were saying, I was printing it on my heart." Imam Malik was amazed, because in that majlis 123 ahadith were reported by Imam Malik. 123. So Imam Malik says, "Acha, asibat. Read the ahadith." He read the 123 ahadith in the same order that Imam Malik reported. That was a sponge. If there's water and you throw the sponge, it soaks in all the water. Because of the taqwa, the piety, the righteousness, it used to soak in everything. So we hear many, many speeches upon different aspects of deen. But we should try to listen to a talk or read a Islamic book with the intention that I am going to practice it. I made mention before, there are two things. One is ilm, knowledge, and one is information. One is knowledge, one is information. Information will not get you anywhere. And nowadays the ummah is focusing upon information. Rather than collecting information that is not beneficial to us, on the contrary, it may be disastrous. We collect ilm, knowledge. And knowledge is one step above information, where a person collects and then implements. The first half of our talk is to revive, inject the chemistry that we need to develop with our Prophet. So there will be a few inspiring aspects that I will relate, that I believe that will inspire us. And it will renew our chemistry that we have with the Prophet of Allah. So much so that the Prophet of Allah himself says, "Jaddidu imanakum." Renew your faith. Renew your faith. Nowadays we find that after 30 years of marriage, they renew their vows. Why do they renew their vows? Shadi mein koi maza aa jaye. Because they've lost that spark in the marriage. To ignite the spark, once again they renew the vows. To ignite the love with the Prophet of Allah, to ignite the love with the Prophet of Allah, we have these get-togethers. That is the maqsad behind it. So sometimes that spark fades away, we reignite it by relating inspiring stories that make us contemplate who the Prophet of Allah is, and then we are compelled as a human to love that person. I remember that in Pakistan, in our madrasa system, there used to be jalsas. So there used to be an annual get-together. When the year used to be completed, many, many scholars used to be invited. Many, many scholars used to be invited. The top orators of the country used to be invited for that program. And then the best of the best used to be held right till the end. And he used to give the main talk. But prior to that event, there used to be great preparation. The madrasa used to be cleaned up by the students. They used to clean the madrasa from inside, outside, spotless. About 1 week we used to spend on cleaning the madrasa, preparing for that jalsa. We know that the Prophet of Allah was the main prophet, is the main prophet. There is a jalsa of prophets that we will speak about. There is a jalsa of prophets. Allah has invited so many prophets, but the main prophet, the main guest was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, prior to the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a selection of certain things that were connected to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we believe that anything that is connected to the Prophet of Allah, that thing will be elevated as well. For example, Abu Bakr was only Abu Bakr prior to the coming of the Prophet of Allah. Umar was Umar. Uthman was Uthman. Ali was Ali. But once they connected themselves with the Prophet of Allah, they linked themselves with the Prophet of Allah, now they are Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, Ali Haydar Qarrar radiallahu ta'ala. It's that link, it's that connection, that nisbah. So anything that has a nisbah with the Prophet of Allah has to be elevated. And that's why it is the aqeedah of the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. And we are all a part of the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. That the soil that touches the blessed body of the Prophet of Allah in the resting grave is more greater than the arsh, the throne of Allah. Because the throne of Allah is a makhluk. And from all the makhlukat, the greatest makhluk is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From all the makhlukat, the greatest makhluk is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the soil that is touching him is greater than the arsh of Allah. How many a times we find that there are dates that come from Madinatul Munawwara, we treat them differently than the dates that come from Coles and Woolworths. Or Coles or Woolworths, yes. And the dates from Coles and Woolworths may be much larger in size, better looking, but we don't give them that respect. Water comes from Makkah and Medina, we treat it differently. A tasbih comes from Makkah and Medina, we treat it differently, and it's made in China. The tasbih is made in China, but it comes from Makkah and Medina. Hawaat of Makkah and Medina ki laggi na. It has passed through Makkah and Medina. Because of that nisbat, because of that link that it has with Makkah and Medina, we treat it differently. We open it up many a times. Allah reward the brothers, they give me jubbas and they give me these ramas and they give me these tasbis, and I read, made in China. But they brought it from Makkah and Medina. So we treat it differently. Rashid Ahmad Gongoi, rahimahumullah, he used to receive dates. People used to give him dates. He used to receive dates from Medina. The stone, the date stone, he did not throw it. He used to crush it. And then with water, he used to drink it. He used to crush it, then drink it with water. Rashid Ahmad Gongoi, rahimahullah. He used to say that this is a date stone that has been in Madinatul Munawwara. Because it was in Medina, it has been elevated. I can't treat it as a normal date. So anything linked with the Prophet of Allah, what I'm trying to establish now, we don't have to do that. Right? Pet mein dard ho jaye. We all be sick like that. But what I'm trying to establish, anything linked with the Prophet of Allah will be elevated. So now let's study about the preparation for the arrival of the final Prophet. This is where we will start from. The preparation that was made by Allah to receive the Prophet of Allah. So there's a great preparation. There's a great preparation, a divine preparation. The verse that I recited is from Surah Inshirah. Now Surah Inshirah is the 94th surah of the Quran. And it is verse number 4. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And it translates, and have we not raised high your fame? Have we not raised high your name, your fame, your popularity? Let's analyze this and then connect it to the receiving of the Prophet of Allah, the preparation of receiving the Prophet of Allah. We find that the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned in the adhan as well. And I made mention in Jumu'ah, adhan is known as da'watu tamma, a complete invitation. The name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned twice in the adhan. Allah is elevating the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever his name is, the name of the Prophet of Allah is as well. Then we find the name of the Prophet of Allah in the iqama as well. Prior to establishing holy communication with Allah, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is recited. Then salutation is sent upon the Prophet of Allah whilst you are in that holy communication. whilst you are in holy communication, then we find the name of the Prophet mentioned 4 times in the glorious Quran. Attributive names, many. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, ya ayyuhal muddassir, Taha, Yasin, so on, so forth. But the name Muhammad has been made mentioned 4 times in the glorious Quran. The name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in Tawrat. The name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in Injil, mentioned in Zabur, and in the 127 scriptures, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been made mention. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Have we not raised high your fame? Then further we come to this understanding that when Bani Israel requested Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for a divine constitution, they were liberated by Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They were living under the rule of Pharaoh Walid bin Mas'ab bin Dayyan, and the rule of this oppressor and oppressors before him for 400 years. 400 long years. Now they are liberated. But they need a divine constitution by which they can live their life. So they say to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we need a book. So Allah says, if you need a book, come to me. Thirsty person goes to the well. The well is not brought to the thirsty person. Come to the well. Allah says, you need the book, come to Kohe Tur, to the mountain of Tur. Stay there for 30 days, supplemented with a 10 extra days, 40 days now. Because after 30 days, as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made miswak. After 30 days, the initial order was after 30 days, you will receive the book. After 30 days, he made miswak. Allah said, I was fond of the fragrance that emitted from your mouth. Now stay in the state of fasting for another 10 days. So you can develop that fragrance that you developed over 30 days. Complete the term of 40 days. And I will give you the Torah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has to go to the mountain to receive the Torah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes to the mountain of Tur to receive the Torah. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has to go into his ibadat khana, into his place of worship, room of worship, to receive the Injil. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam has to go into his place of worship to receive the Zabur. But we find that the pattern changes with the Prophet of Allah. Ajeeb. The pattern absolutely changes. Prior to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Prophets had to go to a special place, sit there in seclusion, in i'tikaf, wait for revelation. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and the matter changed. The sunnah of Allah changed. The tartib changed, the order changed. The Prophet of Allah is in Makkah, Allah sends revelation in Makkah. The Prophet of Allah is in Medina, Allah sends revelation in Medina. The Prophet of Allah is in Badr, Allah sends revelation in Badr. The Prophet of Allah is in Uhud, Allah sends revelation in Uhud. He is in Khaybar, Allah sends revelation in Khaybar. He is in the daylight, Allah sends the revelation in the daylight. He is in the darkness of the night, Allah sends revelation in the darkness of the night. He is in Hunayn, Allah sends revelation in Hunayn. He is in the supermarket, Allah sends revelation in the supermarket. He is on the bed of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah sends revelation on that same bed. The only wife who has the honor to receive revelation whilst the Prophet of Allah is with her. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa. The Prophet of Allah is with Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa on the bed. In that state, Allah sends revelation. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. What a rank that has been given to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's like revelation is pursuing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why there's Makki surahs, there are Madani surahs, there are Makki ayat, there are Madani ayat, Hadari ayat, Safari ayat, Layli ayat, Nahari ayat. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti makes mention, there are ayat stipulated, ayat that were received by the Prophet of Allah in the day, ayat that were received by the Prophet of Allah in the night, Ayat that were received by the Prophet of Allah in a journey. Ayat that were received by the Prophet of Allah whilst he was at home. Ayat that he received in a journey in Makkah. Ayat received in Medina. All speaking about the merit, the rank that Allah has granted to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then in Surah Ali Imran, verse 81, Allah speaks about a certain incident that is mind-boggling. Surah Ali Imran, third surah of the Quran, verse 81. Allah says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ. And remember when Allah took the covenant of the prophets, saying, take whatever I gave you from the book and hikmah, and afterwards there will come to you a messenger confirming what is with you. You must then believe in him and help him. لَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ. Allah said, do you agree? Do you agree to this covenant? And will you take up my covenant? They said, we agree. He said, then bear witness, and I am with you among the witnesses for this covenant. We have forgotten. I don't even remember the person that taught me Alif Ba Ta Tha. I don't even remember that. And that's only 40 years ago. I don't remember the person that taught me Alif Ba Ta Tha. I don't think so. You remember as well. Remember? MashaAllah. Then you must have learned Alif Ba Ta Tha very late. Must have learned it late.